Kortpad Kaap toe. We make two versions of this wine. So the first one is basically to explain the name. Kortpad means short road to Cape Town. Kaap toe, Cape Town. So, or Cape Toe. So it basically means the shortcut to Cape Town. And I was on this farm. It's a farmer that I've worked with for a couple of years. I bought some Carignan from him. And I was standing in the Carignan vineyard, and I said to him, listen, Jan, I need to be in Cape Town like quite soon because I had to pick up my passport before a certain time. And I said, what's the quickest way to the big road heading to Cape Town? He said, okay, you take this gravel road, you go past the Pinotage and you turn right at the Shiraz, and then as you go past the Fernão Pérez. And I said to him, the what? He said, the Fernão Pérez. I said, what is that? He said, no, it's a grape, a Portuguese grape that his grandfather, or before his grandfather, whoever planted it like 40 years ago. And I drove past the Fernão Pérez and I stopped in the vineyard, bush vine, old vines growing on a sandy topsoil with coffee clip, like a coffee stone bottom soil. So I looked at this vineyard and I felt like, goodness, I mean, I've got nothing to lose. Maybe I should buy a ton. So I bought a ton and I made a wine and I loved the wine. It's aromatic. It's interesting. The grape has got a thick skin, so it's really robust. It doesn't rot. It doesn't burn in the sun. So it's made for a hot climate, and it's exciting. So since then I've been buying Kortpad Kaap too, the grapes, and I've been making more and more of it. So I buy the whole vineyard nowadays. I make two versions of it. The one is just where we press whole bunches into a tank. We settle overnight. We go to old French oak and amphora where we ferment the wines spontaneously. We pick the vineyard in different batches. So we obviously it's Swartland, so it's warm and dry, and you need some acid on those wines. So we pick a very early picking, and in that picking we focus on delicate muscati flavors and acid, and then a second picking, a third picking, and a fourth picking. So by the time we pick the fourth picking, the grapes has got more ripe flavors in them. At the end, we will make the blend of these different pickings, a little bit in the beginning to get acid, and then the middle chunk of it, and then also later picking to get those riper flavors. So and then we also make the skin contact version, where we take the grapes and we it's normally the middle section of the second and the third picking. We take the bunches, we throw it into a tank, and we ferment it as whole cluster. So we ferment with the stems and with the skins, and we create a white wine that's aromatic but with structure, with tannin, fresh tannin from the stems, some pure tannins from the skins, and it becomes this cinnamony, spicy, Indian kind of food wine. Really nice, really powerful, and yeah, lovely wines, both of them.